Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
Hello, Marvel Universe! The Earth Station MCU podcast is your home for all things related to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Join our debrief as we discuss Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter, upcoming and past favorite Marvel movies, cosplay, comics history, toys, games, interviews, and all things MCU. Whether you're a hero or a villain, a new viewer, or have been reading comics since you were a kid, there's something for you on Earth Station MCU.
Hello, and welcome again to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am your host, The Monster, back to give you another sci-fi news podcast for this week. So, as if you know, if you listen to my show, my usual sci-fi news, I do this all by myself. Not that kind of thing that you're thinking about. But nonetheless, I have Mr. Gene joining me. So, what happened was that we recorded this podcast, and then we did the review for Spider-Man Homecoming right afterwards. So I'll kind of split this in two parts. So we did talk about a couple of things. Namely, we had The Tick that's coming to Amazon. It's a brand new series, which really is the second live-action series. Okay. Then we talked about the problems that Hasbro has once again with Star Wars Monopoly. Where's Rey? Part 2. And lastly, we talked about the new ride coming to Walt Disney World, which is a Tron ride. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm very happy, again, to have Mr. G. So as a reminder, because when we get together, we just let the F word fly freely. So this is not a very safe for work podcast. So just keep that in mind. So let's go ahead and start the conversation with Mr. G.
All right, so let's just jump into the news, starting off with the Tick trailer that came out yesterday.
Oh, it was just, I watched it yesterday. Okay. How incredible!
So after watching the trailer, I was just left kind of, very meh. Why?
Why, Monty? Why? Tell me why!
He didn't say spoon, for one thing. Not a spoon.
He may. I know there's a trademark
right,
thing.
Right, but I would have been, okay, please give me something that makes me smile. Watching that trailer did not make me smile. I was just like, give me back the animated series. Give me even Patrick Warburton. And that series was fine.
I know.
I mean, as much as I wasn't crazy about it, at least it was a little bit better. Here, I'm not buying, I forgot, who was the guy who's playing the Tick?
No like, idea.
No, you said Saul from Guardians of the Galaxy,
I think. Yeah.
Right. I don't buy him. Not that I see him as...
I didn't even recognize the actor in the personality of the Tick, which is fine.
Right.
Because that's what you want.
But you heard the voice.
Like Dredd, you know, like, I had no idea Carl Urban was there. Really, Carl Urban? He doesn't take off the helmet at all. That is so awesome, badass, and cool. Like, because Schwarzenegger, you're like, no. So Stallone, you're like, yeah, I know who that is. And he takes the helmet off, and you're like,
Yeah.
Now I can see that you're really badly acting, but that's okay.
Never mind the
fact that Versace, yeah.
I was going to say the Versace and the big gold.
Stop it! Jesus! God!
Nut protector. Really? You have to accentuate the nut protectors. So aside from that, I think considering there's so much that is out there.
Yeah. It's going to get lost.
I'm not saying it's going to get lost. I think it's just one of those things that we have way too many things to watch. I don't see myself being overly excited about this new series.
No.
So I again, maybe the first episode, and I'll kind of judge it. And if it's good, I'll put it on the queue for like a
bunch which you of won't get to for like 13 months. By then, it'll be canceled.
Well, you know, I had that like with Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. I have The Walking Dead that I'm way behind on. Game of Thrones I'm way behind on.
Yeah, the whole season?
The whole freaking season. So
even I didn't even want to watch it.
I know. And I was forced to watch it. You're above me in this.
No, I'm not above you. I watched it and was like, did you like it? Wasn't that great? I'm like, no. Why are they doing this? They keep introducing like main characters that, okay, I like them, and then they kill them off, and this right. is a side character that takes their place, and they get killed off, and they're just like,
yeah.
No. Even the nudity doesn't excite me. You just gotta, I don't care.
So what does excite you?
Probably age.
Yeah.
Food. Food excites me. Nice food.
So, Game of Foods.
MasterChef Junior? No. I don't know.
I don't get that show, because I'm just like, I'm not into really cooking competitions.
I used to like it more, but then the fat guy got skinny, and it was just very strange.
Isn't that always the case?
It is always the case. I don't know anymore.
So,
The Tick. Getting back to, focusing.
The animated series, I think when we were introduced to The Tick,
there was a lot less programming back then.
Back in the 90s.
Now, I mean, now even CBS with their Discovery thing. Yeah, we're going to have to make you pay for this. No, I'm not going to pay for this. There's going to be a backlash with that.
Yeah.
Because you've got the one show. There's Netflix that has dozens of shows, and I'm still paying them $8 a month. What are you going to do, CBS? Well, you give us $8 a month, we give you this one show.
Well, plus.
Plus stuff.
60 Minutes. CSI, New Jersey, and, you know, other things.
I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, you just have to get America used to it. But, and, you know, the thing is The Tick has no, it's got no game. It's got no legs.
Not for its, by itself. It's not like, oh, this would be a perfect show for Sci-Fi Channel. Sci-Fi Channel's like, no, we're good. No, we're okay.
Is the Sci-Fi Channel still out there?
It is. And because we have Hulu now, because you and I won
halfsies
on this.
Halfsies.
So I started watching shows like Face Off and Cosplay Melee. So basically, they're just makeup and costuming shows, competitions.
Oh, that's cool.
That's it. That's the only two shows that I've been liking so far on the Sci-Fi or the Sci-Fi Channel. So, and in the retro Sci-Fi Fridays, where they used to, when we watched
Sci-Fi, yeah.
And what was this?
First Wave?
First Wave was in there.
Jesus.
I think Stargate, or no?
No. Oh, God, I can't remember.
But so, it was like a must Friday night watch.
Right, right.
You know, yeah, sure, you can watch it later on VHS tapes, but it was just one of those things that we would watch it live. This is, again, back in the 90s. So now they have a whole new lineup on Fridays. So they have Winona Earp.
Winona Earp?
Yeah. First episode was decent.
Who's starring in it?
Nobody you know.
They cast the Sharknado. Some guy just,
That guy's friend in the background. Again, because of Hulu Live now, whatever, I'm catch up on a lot of stuff that Hulu offers, Sci-Fi offers.
But wait, are you watching in a relatively short amount of time from when it debuts? Because that's what the numbers account.
Well, now they're in season two. So, apparently, oh, and then, after the first episode, I tweeted out that, you know, it was decent enough. One of the writers tweeted back to me and said, continue watching the series.
I'll do a shout-out to you. What's your name?
Wait for it.
Oh, God.
So, when you get a chance, I would love to interview you. And that's a response I got. Nothing. Not a word.
So, well, Monty, remember that three-breasted alien woman from the Total Recall movie wanted to interview until I was like, no, Monty, it sounds like you mean this.
Right.
And you were like, oh, no. Never contacted again. That's it.
Well, no, she did contact me
thank
back.
You. No, I thought...
And she, you know, she's like, oh, I'm glad you cleared it up for me, because that was not the case. And basically, if we go back to an old show, she wanted to interview me because of the Star Wars boycott, because she thought that I was against...
Racist.
I was against the whole cast of being diverse. So that was a miscommunication.
Let me talk to your small mind.
Right. So I got excited. It's like, oh, really? She wants to interview me? I'm like, fuck it. She was on Star Trek Next Generation. Yes. And, of course, she's a three-breasted woman on Total Recall. So I got really excited about getting that text. But then when I emailed her back, I'm like, no, sorry, we're not going to do it. But if you happen to know any adults that like to drink breast milk, let me know. I'm like, what? Adult?
These are the stories that you get.
This is what I'm supposed to look out for.
This is what your editor's giving you. Oh, you find someone that drinks the female breast milk from people.
Now, if it's from a three-breasted woman, maybe that's an angle I can work with.
Maybe I could maybe do the Clockwork Orange bar, the milk bar, maybe. But yeah, I don't want anyone to see me go in there, because, you know.
So, you know, there are very few and far between these contacts. Kind of like the Brie Larson.
Yes, Brie Larson knows who you are.
Well,
knows of you.
She knows of something that I did, not of me. And again, that goes back to the woman's march after Trump was elected, quote unquote. So I did the whole resist with her Captain Marvel persona, and she loved it. So she's
up nights going, okay, they're gonna be in for a fitting. I'm just gonna Google myself and see what's going on Twitter.
So we'll see whenever that happens. I was like, hey, remember that time I tweeted?
She would have no idea. She was like,
who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who are you?
So,
you think that what's her name from, Ahsoka Tano from the Disney, the Star Wars Weekend will remember? You know, I was the guy that came up to you that said, Shakespeare's best read this original Klingon. I'm like, Monty, it's the wrong genre. But,
I know.
But she took the book out of your hand.
Yeah, she started like, oh.
I'll sign it if you want. Like, no, it's.
Or it's like, oh yeah, I heard of you guys. No, you haven't. No one's heard of
that. I think you were more popular than you. No. You guys did that thing? No, that wasn't us.
Yeah.
That was somebody else.
But she was still nice.
She was very nice.
Yes. And she's still active and pursuing her universe clothing.
Her clothing line.
Which is like phenomenal because now it's actually going to guys now. So, you know. It's a whole other market.
You got to make the money somehow.
Speaking of which, today's news I heard about...
Nice, National French Fry Day, I think. But anyway.
Which is...
I have no idea. They're just making up things, but that's what I heard today. Anyway, go ahead.
Monopoly. The newest Monopoly.
No, okay, sorry.
Really?
These are the jokes I got.
That's really bad. Monopoly. Star Wars Monopoly is not going to include Rey. Kylo will be in there. Darth Vader. Luke Skywalker, but no Rey. Where's Rey? #
Where's Black Widow?
Like, and Hasbro says there's no interest.
I'm sorry, Hasbro. Do you not see the Wonder Woman movie that just opened up this past year? And all the freaking dolls out there that are clogging up my Walmarts and Targets shelves? Do you not see these things?
Did we not learn from... Was it 2014 with the Avengers 2?
They will learn when the movie comes out this Christmas and girls are clamoring for Rey's stuff.
It's not as if she's a minor character.
No, she's...
It's not as if she's a character from, like, a movie from 30 years ago. God damn it. Seriously, Hasbro.
It's happening in live time right now.
So I'm really kind of ticked off with what is going on with them again. And I can't believe this is even a conversation, like you said, bringing up the fact that Wonder Woman is the number one domestic grossing superhero movie over Deadpool that took over.
Oh, did it beat it already?
It beat Deadpool.
Wow. You go, girl. G-R-R-L.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, what's his name? Ryan Reynolds did a whole little heart over Wonder Woman with his thing.
Genitals.
So, that was very cool. So... Again, I don't understand, considering...
Look, they get to show the stick. I can't believe that Gal Gadot got $300,000 for that role as Wonder Woman. Which and she's is, happy.
Right, in fairness, you know, it's a small...
Henry Cavill got, like, millions! $14 million for his role as Man of Steel! And I'm like, you got $300,000? Oh, baby, please! Just, God damn it! How unfair is this world for women?
I could argue that, you know, she's had smaller roles. I'm
don't we're not. Have, we're, I don't this remember, is an unknown role,
right? But I remember Henry being
nothing. You know, and nothing. He's still kind of nothing. What do you got afterwards, Man from Uncle? What do you got?
You look kind of good with that. But aside from that, no, there is a discrepancy with the pay, and that definitely has to be addressed. But of course, now with the success of Wonder Woman. That's all going to change.
She better have a good agent that gets your
back paid. Same thing with Patty Jenkins. You know, yeah. They only signed her for one movie. So, of course, they're going to have to pay up the wazoo to get her.
If they want her back, which they do, I'm sure. They're not idiots.
No, considering the amount of money and generosity of the fans supporting this movie over and over again, which I still want to go back. My daughter did with her friends, but I definitely want to go back.
I went back. I was happy.
So even though we had issues, you were still...
Well, it was been 2 weeks, and I went back to see it again.
Okay.
And I was very happy. Still like, yeah, you got me back in the theater again. You made me happy again. You inspired my imagination, you know, for just being a decent person. You know, holding up the righteous rope and just doing the decent thing. Because that's what the whole thing was about, the inspiration for idealism and you know, just being decent. So I liked that a lot.
Now, as far as your, because you were showing me your collection of
say it, toys. No, not adult toys, just action figures.
Action figures.
I still collect. It's fine.
But your thing is going to be now, as far as any more Wonder Woman stuff, or just?
I got the figure. I opened her. Okay. The Guy Gadot figure.
Okay.
Somewhere here, but whatever. She's an okay figure. We'll talk about that later.
Which, again, my wife. Was doing a superhero program at the library, so I bought her a figure that I got at Walmart, so she used it in a display, and it was very nice. So, I was very impressed with it. Now, this is for Mother's Day.
This is just limited articulation, that's the only problem you have with it.
Yeah.
It's the new, the Toys R Us exclusive Wonder Woman. Used to be four, now it's six-pack, more of a likeness to Guy Gadot, comes with the extra shield from Ares.
No, it's not bad, I liked. Again, I'm always impressed when there's enough articulation in characters that you can do a lot of good poses.
Yeah, but Hasbro's got better articulation than Mattel, so much more, right. But whatever.
Well, it's the Spider-Man that you showed me was very
nice. Yeah, that's Hasbro. That's nice. But this is, yeah, it's okay. But this is like, you can have this for $20, or you can wait 6 months till you get the Mafex figure that's going to cost you $70. So this is fine for $20. God, I
can't. And what does she do for $70?
She makes your desk look cool. If I had a desk.
She's not a proper dancer.
Gets for money.
There you go. So the other thing we're talking about is the new ride coming to Walt Disney World.
In 2020?
Well, 2020, because the anniversary is 71 when it opens.
You know what would be nice? Instead, Disney, why don't you make another movie? Well, it didn't make... You made money on it. We made money, but we didn't make blockbuster money, Mr. Chang. Okay.
So, yeah. But like I wrote, saying that, all right, fine, we're not going to get Tron 3, but... This is close enough for me to be satisfied. To get something like this.
You'll love the music. You'll walk in. You'll be inspired for a second.
Yeah. So, Speedway is going away. Which is long overdue. I'm tired of breathing in the smoke. Or of some kid who doesn't know how to drive.
Hitting the rails.
And back and forth.
The mom there going, ah.
And then, I remember... When I went with my son, I let him drive, but then I had to hold the gas pedal down, and I caught a major cramp when I got out, and it hurt for days. And I'm like, "Fuck you, Disney! That was a shitty ass ride," because he was too short to reach the gas pedal.
I don't know. There are some things about Disney that I don't want them to change. Like I really still miss 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I only went on it twice in my lifetime. And yet I still remember how, I mean, God, I was like, God, 15?
Yeah.
The last time I wrote, the first time I wrote it, because I didn't get to go into the lot, because I wasn't able to drive. Since then, I grew up a lot to Disney, but that seeing that giant squid the first time, even though I was an older person, I was like, that was terrifying. Like, that is bigger than I thought. No. Holy shit.
I've never went in it because of that reason.
Claustrophobia, fear of the unknown.
Being underwater is not my thing.
You're not really underwater, Mutt. You can see the surface.
I don't give a shit. I don't like being underwater or have something that is going to be attacking me from underwater.
So you missed the Disney Experience. You electrify the hall, you're fine. It drives the... No, okay.
But, like, the SeaQuest... The SeaQuest.
Darwin!
The SeaWorld. Shark Encounter. I was okay with. For a while, until... Something happened. I don't know why. I don't like feeling in a bubble, so to speak.
It's 3-inch glass.
I understand that. But... Something could happen. What are you going to do? I'm going to swim up.
Are you Samuel L. Jackson?
With all the damn sharks around. No.
Look, there's you and there's like 70 other tourists. One...
I can't do it. I cannot do that anymore. I don't know why I can't do shit like that.
We're older men. I don't know. We're aging gracefully. Doing the best
we're,
we can.
We're aging. I don't know about gracefully. Shit. But in any case,
look, I can't
we're replacing Speedway, which is going to be right next to Space Mountain.
Gonna miss it, but that's fine.
And honestly,
change is good.
Tomorrowland needs a big improvement.
Well, remember when they went retro future? Like, fuck it, our future sucks. We can't keep up. Just retro future, like Jules Verne. Just do it.
Yeah, they definitely need to get rid of Stitch's Great Escape, whatever yeah, that terrible. Shit is. The wrong. Alien Encounter before then was still awful.
And yet, can you get rid of the one-way people mover? No, you can't, because it's embedded in the structures. And yet, it's a nice ride to go to
it's
cool off.
It's one of the better rides of doing absolutely fuck nothing.
There's no line, you just walk on, and it goes 35 miles an hour into straight darkness. You're like, you know, this is kind of okay.
Yeah.
You fall asleep, you take a nice nap. No problem.
It's enjoyable. Like the Wheel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress,
Carousel,
yes.
Sorry. So I go there, yay! Because it's nice and AC and conditioned.
It's
and,
killed people, sadly. Yeah. Disney employees that don't wander back there. Why
well,
not?
That's
don't
because they turned into there. Animatronics.
Dun, 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 dun. Really?
It's a brand new day. So aside from that, we're getting a ton of other new attractions. We're getting Star Wars Land over in Hollywood, which...
Eventually.
They're going to call it Hollywood...
If she could.
Adventures. Not studios anymore. They're going to change to Hollywood Adventures, so that's kind of weird.
Well, that's fine. You got thrill rides there, but you can't update it to the Guardians of the Galaxy breakout thing because, again, the contract with...
Yeah, with Universal down in.
Just buy it out, for God's sakes. Please, Disney.
Or co-op, or do something like what Sony did with Marvel and Disney.
And Spider-Man.
Work together.
Yeah, work together.
Like friends.
Sorry, we're bipartisan. We can't do that. We'll never get along with the Republicans.
There we go. You know how many Bothans died? So, aside from that, the addition of Toy Story...
Land.
Land is going to be, I think, not replacing, but redoing Dino Land, right?
I don't know. I've been watching the plans, but I'm not...
Yeah.
It's going to take years. I'm not going to worry about that.
I know. But now it's like, do I want to go now? No, I'll wait.
No, wait.
I'll wait.
Get your season pass in like 2 years.
Right. I'll wait till then.
But do you want to go to Pandora at the Animal Kingdom?
I would. But again, if I'm going to do a season pass, I'm not just going to go for just one thing.
I don't know. I have to rewatch Avatar to really appreciate Pandora, and I'm not sure.
Or you just wait for the
again.
Sequels to happen. They're like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's like a slap in the face. I didn't want this shit anyway. What? It's just 3D technology back in the 90s that we weren't ready for that blew our minds back then.
So what
but now it's dated and
now
clearly.
More 3D? No. What is it that you're going to be doing? 4D.
Dude, that what? Smell, sense. Someone, you get hit in the face, the character gets in the face, someone comes and hits you in the face. Yeah, that's not gonna.
Although, know. The D-Box crap, like in the theaters.
Yeah,
it is the most god awful idea I can think of.
Have you ever done it? You gotta be fair.
Sat in the little demo.
Yeah, I know, outside. As have I. I've never done D-Box either. But
I just think that, you know, if you're watching a sex scene and like and they're banging. You
we don't know that. You've never
then,
done
and,
that.
And then you go into the motion, I'm like, that would be weird to all be gyrating in our seats or feel something being pounded in you.
Well, so long as something doesn't discharge out of you, I think you're okay.
Why in 3D? Close your eyes!
What is this, bird droppings? No.
That will be from above. This is coming straight at you. So, I just don't think those kind of experiences that you would have to put into a seat or scratch and sniff a scent, you know, Oh, number four. I got to scratch number four.
No. So we have no idea how it's going to be presented. And James Cameron, I mean, he spent like 20 years under the sea.
Right.
Literally. But, you know, with the technology and the Titanic is now, I don't think it's there anymore. I don't think you'd see it anymore. It's been over 100 years. Yeah.
No, it's still there.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it's not there anymore. I'm just saying that after 100 years, it's kind of, you know, anyway. Yeah, I don't know what James Cameron's going to do with that. Maybe he can fill us again, but he's not the best writer. As we've seen with the Spider-Man script that you know.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I used to try to find it.
He's an innovator, an entertainer, like P.T. Barnum. Yeah. Comes with a good idea, presents it well, and then.
When it comes to a story ending, there are multiple endings. I'll give him that. It's not just one thing, like, oh, it's over. No, it's not. Wait for it. There's more. So I give him that.
In 83, I think, or 93, what, The Abyss? I'm like, wait. They rose up. How do they depressurize? And then just they said, like, how come we didn't die? The bed and depressurize? They must have done something to us. I'm like, no, you can't.
What do you mean there was a whole other 20 minutes left?
Oh, there's one. It's a multi-million dollar effect where they freeze the wave.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
It sounds ridiculous.
Well, that's just back when, you know, laser discs were in style. So I'm like, I got a laser disc player. I'll pay $100 for Abyss with that 20 extra minute footage. Hell yeah. And actually, I was very happy with it. I even bought Aliens. And I love the extra footage between Newt and Ripley and Ripley's backstory with her own daughter. That was never talked about, but because of the time gap, she was pretty much already dead by that time.
Is she in the Alien Isolation video game now?
I don't know. I never played it.
So. I never either. I bought it because I liked it, and I never played it. Wow. I bought the genre. I don't know why.
Well, that's what's a genre. We all know why you bought it.
I like Sigourney Weaver's underwear scene. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. It was a growing boy, and I had my fetishes and interests that are always going to be with me. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, true.
Anyway, going on, because we're getting way off topic. Stay on topic.
So basically, that's it. That was our big three topics. We were talking about
Disney,
the Hasbro,
the Tick, yeah.
And the Tick. So easy peasy. So with that, look at that. About a half an hour. See?
That was nice and easy.
Yes, it was. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so that's going to be an end for the Sci-Fi News podcast for this week. So again, many thanks to Mr. Gene for being a guest on the show once more. So, like what we said, you have comments, please, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. You can follow us on the various social networks. Thank you very much for listening to me and the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. Sci-Fi from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.